From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. It's Monday, November 17th, and we're in the 7 o'clock hour, so I have those Disney tickets to give away at 7:40. But right now, 310 checking in. So they're a little confused. Frank, is your father-in-law in town or is he dead? I'm confused on the Dignity Health commercial. I was doing the Dignity Health. You had stepped out, Heidi, probably checking on your sleeping lesbians next door. And I said that my father-in-law is in town and he's got a heart issue. And he was telling me about a buddy of his who had symptoms like just like the weight on your chest. Because my father-in-law is a doctor, a retired doctor. And he said that, yeah, most people, the misconception is you're going to have, Elizabeth, you got chest pains. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's obvious. I think, you know, Fred Sanford, like, all made us think that we're going to grab our chest in pain and now we're coming to see you, you know. But he says it's not like that most of the time.
The texture's only confused because it's your wife's bio dad died. That was your original father-in-law, and he died.
Oh, yeah.
With the cross on the chain, and you got, this is your stepdad. That's where he's confused.
Is he in town or is he dead? Because in the story, because you missed it, right after I said that my father-in-law has heart issues. You know, he lives in Colorado, a mile-high city, less oxygen. And so it's like, hey, been recommended by his doctors that he move closer to sea level. There was one point they were looking out here, like, living close to us. And I was like, oh, goddamn.
Oh, Frank.
I mean,
Frank.
Sally's going to be here. Oh, no. My wife's mother.
Your wife would be crazy all the time. Like
crazy ear.
And like, mom's coming over. I gotta clean.
So, they still, but we were talking about, you know, I said, hey, how you feeling? Because I know he had like some, you know, work done, new medication, whatever like that. And he was telling me that one of his buddies just had, you know, just couldn't catch his breath. You know, like, just like felt like something sitting on his chest, you know, for like 3 days. And he finally went to the doctor and they were like, we got to check you in. And he had like major blockages going on and got checked into the hospital. Month later, dead. This is kind of and they were like, if he would have gone in the first day, like when he's then it wouldn't have damaged his heart so much that it couldn't even recover after 3 days of struggling. And just, the damage is damage, more damage. And it's like, it just never could come out of it. And he's dead now. But they said if that first day, if he'd have gone in and they could have done whatever they needed to do, then the heart would have been
if
damaged
so much.
If you're
breathing heavily and you haven't run, God, would have been, something's wrong.
Would have been fine. But
God, that's horrible,
so yeah,
Frank.
Father-in-law has heart issues. He's alive. He's in town. His buddy that they went to, the kind of buddy you go on vacation with, he's dead. So, dignityhealth.org/SoCal/heart. Get it checked out. Somebody else checking in, 805, says, lesbian game night. I would have thought they'd have played Go Fish. So, hey, you and your wife, and are these two lesbians married from Oregon?
Yes, yes.
And her wife play a little Connect Four. You ever thought about it?
No.
Not with these two? Why not?
No, they're my sisters.
Oh, no,
I've known
no,
them for
well,
25
that's not,
years.
I know, but there's always like, you
they're
know,
my sisters. We're beyond that. Back in the day, maybe. Not now. We're sisters. It's too,
so they were hot back in the day, is that what you're saying?
Too close.
Now they're just sisters.
No, still hot, blonde and redheaded. It's hot. Nah, but they're my sisters. Like, legit, we talk about that all the time. It's like, we're so close.
But they're not. Different. So you totally could do it. You could totally get drunk and do it. They're not your sisters, okay? Yeah. I have sisters.
Yeah.
I can't get drunk if you're my sisters. I don't care. It's always going to look
pretty hot.
It's always going to look frowned upon.
I mean,
yeah, I got hot,
hot
sisters.
But
so to go, oh, they're my sisters. I can't do it. They're not your sisters. I have sisters. You have options. I don't.
You're from Southern Indiana. You got options.
Yeah, if I'd have stayed, maybe. If I'd have stayed behind. And
but you're California boy now.
Kentucky rules are different. But, yeah, but for you. I mean, like I said, back in the day, maybe, huh? Was there like ever?
No, before we got to know each other so well. Well, I mean, my wife has been with one of them already.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
back in the day,
if she's already been with one of them, I think that would be like the total open door to the discussion about you know, possibilities.
No, now they're like brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're the men of the group.
You know what I'm saying? They're like bros.
Wow.
Hey, bro. Remember when we? Yeah, bro. It's fun, bro.
Does it ever get brought up? Do you and that other one's wife leave the house together? Leave the two bros at home who've already had sex with each other?
We did that yesterday. We did that yesterday because football was on all day, of course. And congrats to the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
A little nail-biter there for you.
9-2. Well, what game's not a nail-biter with the Broncos? My God.
I kept thinking that. I'm like, once again, it's down to like
every single game. They don't just win and make it easy. They just got to – but, we're leading the AFC West. 9-2. You know, Chiefs are 5-5. Wouldn't it be something?
Playoffs.
I mean, I think everybody hates the Chiefs equally. Yeah. The Chiefs might not even make the playoffs.
Yeah,
that we helped in that happening. So
that would be very interesting.
Pittsburgh Steelers won.
Steelers won. Bills won.
So you wearing your Steelers gear?
Yeah.
Josh Allen did you pretty good on your fantasy?
49 points.
49 points.
My God, did great.
Was that the best part of your weekend?
No, it wasn't. No, best part of my weekend was the liquid dinners that we had. So we had tortilla soup on Friday. My wife made tortilla soup.
Is this a diet plan you guys are doing?
No, it's just
you're
because
not
it's
dieting
like
with tortilla soup. Relax.
Yeah,
I mean, there's soup diets. I don't know what they are. A cream of mushroom. And,
no, when you have
chowder. I'm a chowder diet.
No, because it was just rainy. It was that feeling, you know, that like. Mm-hmm. Let's not go anywhere. Like my son's
cozy.
Football game was canceled, so that was like perfect. Where we gotta go? We
just what
gotta
a
go
dumping, to
one,
huh? As far as
kid's
the rain.
Birthday. Oh my gosh!
Just total. I mean, super dump.
Wow. I guess we're out.
I'll
of
have
that.
The soup.
He said we got like 4 inches dieting. Or something like that.
4 inches.
Yeah, of rain. So just it. So my wife decided that it felt like a very soup kind of a weekend. So she made tortilla soup on Friday,
and it was delicious.
It was delicious.
Probably even better because of the weather.
Yeah,
and then you get a little leftover for the next day.
Oh, we had stew, and I love stew. Not the guy stew.
Not stew here.
Beef stew.
Not stew. You know? He didn't come over and eat tortilla soup.
Beefy stew.
Not a stew Herrera.
Yeah. So that was like that, you know, just to, I don't know, get cozy on the couch. And
so that's what you do when it rains in the Southern California winter.
Yeah.
There is something soup. About having like when it's sunny and beautiful, you feel kind of like a dirt bag for staying home and doing nothing. Uh-huh. But when it's rainy, you're like, I can be here without feeling like a POS, you know, lazy. It's like, no, I have to stay home. It's raining.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you feel like a POS.
If it's
sunny, you live in La Quinta, where it's pretty much sunny all the time, right?
Although it did rain this weekend, which was great. Because then I was like, oh, cool. Just hang around, drink, and nap, and watch football.
Well,
I mean,
is that why you're moving up to Oregon, where it rains a lot more?
Yes,
so you don't feel like such a POS?
God, please.
Yeah.
I hate being in
keep
the house
going.
When it's
just move to Seattle. Just keep going.
Where is it dark most?
I think
of the
it doesn't
time.
It rain there. I mean, as it's known for, it's the rainy.
Yeah, Seattle.
It's just always so raining. You stay inside.
I do look good.
Have
and
soup
plaid.
All the time. So you didn't go anywhere and do anything because you just felt right. better about being inside because it was raining and you couldn't go outside.
Yeah.
I did go to the movies.
I know
it's like a good day. You know, it rains. You know, let's go to the movies, movie theater because. Not that, I mean, there's people there, a lot of people, but not that many.
Oh, you
know, so it was
you
very enjoyable.
Homework.
So we had like taken umbrellas as we're walking down Main Street to go to the, you know, so we're walking in the rain with an umbrella, heading to the movie theater. And I saw Predator Badlands.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah. My wife, I didn't realize this. So I'm like, you want to go see Predator Badlands? You know, Mark says it's a great movie, you know, action flick has it all. So it's fantastic. Let's go. She goes, okay. So we go and we're, you know, the movie starts and she's like, she's like laughing. I'm like, and I just know, I go, I know what it is.
Oh.
She couldn't get over their faces. Because, and I didn't realize my wife has never seen Predator. So when you see Predator for the first time, I mean, the big reveal happens, you know, when you see Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger and they take off the armored mask, and he's like, you want ugly mother effer.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you see Predator's face for the very first time. And then that's just it forever. It's like, anytime you see that face after that, that's Predator.
Mm-hmm.
She's never seen it. So as soon as they get on screen, they're talking, and their fangs are out here, and his mouth opens up, and it's like got this hole in it, and she's just like, and she starts tapping me on the shoulder. I didn't even look at her. I'm like, don't ruin this for me, where I got to look at their flappy cheeks when they're talking and laughing.
Oh my God!
But no, that's great, so movie.
Funny.
Great movie.
Great movie. Yeah. And by the, you know, by the end, she got over, you know, flappy mouth cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it had it all. Yeah. So the humor, the action, it was a really, really good movie. And maybe it's set up for a sequel. I don't know. Oh. But
Elle Fanning did great.
Elle Fanning did awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Check it out.
Really, right. Really good.
It will.
You don't have to be a predator, like, I obviously know the universe at all. My wife's like, yeah, it was good, you know.
Without having the back, the history.
Yeah.
Yeah, without having any previous knowledge of what the hell a predator even is. So. So that's what I did. But I guess my weekend, best part of my weekend was obviously the Broncos beating the Chiefs. That was the best part of my weekend. Renee, I don't think we got to the best part of your weekend.
I was kind of like Johnny. We had soupy stuff for, you know, dinner.
Soupy stuff?
Soupy stuff. Been watching, what did the wifey make? She made, like, this beef stroganoff, or as I like to say, beef
stroganoff. We've all been in third grade.
No, but I'm just saying, like, we just watched movies.
Beef stroganoff, and you ate the soupy stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, call it what it is. Don't paint a horrible picture.
Stayed inside, watched some movies.
What'd you watch?
Right now we're into Welcome to Derry on HBO.
Okay, that's a series.
It's great.
It's based on Pennywise.
Yeah,
and It.
Pennywise and It. Yep, love it.
All right, is it good? Okay,
it's good stuff.
Highly recommended.
Yep.
Okay, Corey, what's the best part of your weekend?
The best part of my weekend outside of hanging out with Chase was experiencing car service all Friday evening.
Car? Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You had a driver, huh?
I did. Two of them.
What's the occasion?
Well, as you guys know, my weekend job is with TMZ. So we were celebrating our 20th anniversary of the media resource. And it was just a great time. I was at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
20 years of TMZ.
Yes, TMZ.
Did Harvey ask about us?
I mean, of course. He was like, where's Frank at? I'm like, I've been trying to get him on a tour. He's acting like he doesn't want to come. I just work with me here. But it was a great time. My homegirl, Tori Hart, ex-wife of Kevin Hart, pulled up with me. And we just stayed in the moment. And it was incredible.
Yeah,
nice.
having a driver, living the good life.
Yeah,
a little highlight. Okay,
yeah, tell her I can't stand Kevin Hart anymore. I just
can't stand him either.
I know we get along great.
She got ahead of everybody.
But could you ever? I mean, really honestly, could you ever stand Kevin Hart?
I really couldn't. No,
get it.
I mean, I understand like his kind of sense of humor and stuff, and I kind of get that. But for him to be as big as he is, and
ironically,
he's on every he's on every commercial that's like
there's
on
like
TV.
The oversaturation.
I'm like, dude, geez, can we just get rid of Kevin Hart already?
No, I understand that some people think that he's hilarious.
Yeah,
but I don't even think they understand why they think that.
Yeah,
and I think it's a very limited range of what hilarity would be.
Yeah,
it's like it's almost like if you think he's funny, you're doing him a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love you, man.
I get it.
Yeah, you just don't even. Thanks.
I get it.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, the reason,
it'd be better if you did.
The reason I ask you all what was the best part of your day, they were saying that's like what you should probably ask your kid after school that they'll actually respond to. Like, there's certain things, you know, that you should talk to them, get their brains moving forward and thinking about stuff. So it's like, what was the best part of your day is the question that makes kids scan their brain for something positive that did happen. Just don't be surprised if they talk about, you know, lunch or recess, but at least they're going, okay, they'll recognize good things. If you say, what was the best part of your day? They'll go, okay, let me think about that. Compared to that, oh, yes, this was the best part of my day.
I love that.
So
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you do that like around the Thanksgiving table instead of doing what are you thankful for? It's just so all encompassing, and then you're expecting to like come up with something, you know, really
what's the best
fantastical.
Part of your year so far?
No, but what's the best part of your day right now? Thanksgiving day. So someone go, well, mine would be Aunt Connie's green bean casserole, and Connie's over there. thank you.
I'm the best part.
My best part, what I'm thankful for today, or best part of the day is football. Yeah, football. Yeah. The best part of my is stretchy pants. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, so basically it's just more of a relaxed, so people don't feel so much pressure coming into what are you thankful for. It's just the best part of the Thanksgiving day.
Love it.
Thanksgiving, though, man. Hefty price tag to eat mashed potatoes with a cousin you hate. Yeah, so the average, what's the average American going to spend on Thanksgiving? So what do you think? Give out your number. Price is wrong, bitch.
And now you're going to go national, so I gotta curb this for California. And I mean, you can't just think California.
Right? Yes, it's average American, so it's all of them.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say...
How much is the average American going to spend? And this can't be per... It's per.
Really?
No, it can't be.
No, it can't be. No.
Wait, to host a Thanksgiving? Or is there talking about, well, that which boils down to that's $12 per person. That kind of thing?
There's like five things that they lump together, and that's how they got the price. But when the average American, I don't see like me spending this much money on certain things. Maybe it is, everybody. All right, so what do you think it is?
I'm going to go...
What's the price?
$120.
$120. John.
$175.
$175.
$200.
$200.
$100, Frank.
$100. So we had what? What did you say again?
$120.
$175, $200, and $100.
All right. So you guys spread it out over basically $100 to $200. If this was the Price is Right, Renee, come on down with this $200 bid. Right. The actual retail price of the average American spend on Thanksgiving is $1,000.
What? No way.
Like I said, it's a pretty hefty price tag to eat mashed potatoes with a cousin you hate. And then you guys said $200.
The only thing I can think of, and I'm sure this isn't even factored in, I'm just thinking I went way low because, I mean, I'm going and I'm purchasing all the food, of course, and then you're getting alcohol. You want to have something, wines and all that stuff. But I don't think they're doing that for the regular average American. Maybe they are. You'd have to be adding alcohol into that.
You said $120.
No, I know. I'm just thinking of the food, but.
That's just, I mean, the $83 on decorations alone. $83, things like centerpieces and tablecloths.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that.
You get your kid to make you a centerpiece or whatever.
Well, mostly because I have.
Don't you put down a tablecloth, though? You're eating on the raw table.
You do put down a tablecloth. But
yeah, but you're not putting down something paper.
But it's not a $500 tablecloth.
And most of the time, you already have one.
That's not even that much.
Yeah, use the one you have.
It's got to be nice.
Yeah. Well, it's themed, you know, for the day.
Yeah.
Theme.
But it's like, $20? Have it 20, be like 30 bucks?
A fall color. You can go with like a nice brown.
Yeah, browns, oranges.
Burgundy.
Uh-huh.
Mauve.
Autumn, no mauve.
No mauve? Isn't mauve burgundy or is that not burgundy?
No, mauve is more purpley-ish.
Okay, maybe not like, purpley. But purpley and orangey kind of go well together. So it's like you've got the oranges and then the purple background. Kind of like it makes everything pop.
Okay. No.
Do you pull out the...
don't let your wife handle. Just sit down.
Yeah,
don't,
she is the COO of holidays.
Do you pull out the cloth napkins for that day? I do.
You got rings, too? Cloth napkin rings?
Yeah,
Are they decorative for the season?
No,
so they have
no. They're just our regular ones for all year long.
All year long?
They're like a bronze style.
Mm-hmm. When else do you pull out the napkin rings besides your anniversary?
We leave them...
when he's trying to get sexy with his wife.
Yeah, exactly. When you're like, hey, honey, think these will fit through here?
Turns out...
Yes, they will several times. Even touching the sides.
Yeah. It fits. You can just slide it on and off like a ring that needs to be sized.
Yeah, our dining room table always stays kind of decorated like somebody's going to sit there. So we have the napkins with the rings on it. Yeah.
It's always set. So you have a plate with a plate top of that
no
plate?
Plates. No plates. Just placemat and then napkin.
You got to have set it. Plates with forks. Because you don't have a china. What do you got, a china cabinet?
No, we don't have china, though. You should use our Corel.
You have napkin rings and no china?
I think it's very generational because we don't, like, we were talking about that over the weekend where we have, and you notice that when you have people over, like, we have forks from all different walks of life. I don't know. Uh-huh. We don't have a set of forks. Like it's
and that's and trashy.
My mom would have been mortified. My mom would be like, "Well, you."
I'm with your mother on this.
We never had a party of 12 people, but I can tell you this much: we had china.
So did we.
We had silverware for 12 people. Big spoon, little spoon, knife.
Oh yeah, my family. We had a punch bowl.
All matched.
Oh, that doesn't.
That was like yeah. I mean, we would like have a whole table for punch mm-hmm. with punch glasses. Oh, and we got the little punch cup.
Yes. Yeah. They all hung off the side.
And you know? Can't match a fork in your house. My God.
And you don't notice that when it's just two of you because you're like, oh, just grabbing stuff.
My God.
But when you got people over
there. I've worked with you for so long.
Don't believe me. I hate it, but I don't care enough because I'm like, who cares?
And come on. Could you at least try to have some class?
I try for
at and all.
Then, and then I notice that I have some that are just, and you know this type of silverware. It has like the shell on the bottom, like the indentation of like a seashell, which I don't know where we got them. I certainly never
probably
bought
got
them.
That in last lesbian game night. That was probably the booby prize. Oh, a seashell silverware. All right, well, we got to take a break and come right back. I didn't even get to the birthdays. I didn't get to the history quiz, so I guess that's coming up next. 818-955-2955, and we're about 17 minutes away from those Disneyland tickets, so keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.